weapons are documented. They create hurricanes, strengthen them, weaken them, kill them. They have been chemtrail spraying when key weather fronts come in to dissipate the rain or to make it more intense. Different programs. And none of it's called chemtrails officially, but under the aerosol, direct, semi-direct spraying campaigns, tens of thousands of different missions, thousands of operations. The whole Earth's 20% darker. Massive terra farming everywhere. That's NASA's own numbers. And now, because the public got upset about it, 3 years ago, government-written textbooks tell the kids, you know, they tell the parents it doesn't exist, the kids' textbook, oh, yes, we're spraying you to stop global warming, to stop the UV sun. We're doing all this. And then you understand they're creating the crises, manipulating the weather to make it more violent, to then scare the people into accepting this global government in the name of saving us and all these carbon taxes. And that's what the witch doctors 5,000 years ago, whether it was in the Americas or in Asia, Central Asia, the Middle East, Europe, they were mathematicians. They would study historically in their little private secret societies, you know, the witch doctors, when the sun was going to have an eclipse, when the moon was going to have an eclipse, the names of the stars. They had calendars, and the hunters were going off and hunting deer and building huts and, you know, having parties and dancing and hanging out with the women and, you know, having fights and all the rest of it. Meanwhile, the witch doctors sat up on the hilltop figuring this out. They would come out and say, "You have done bad." And they would explain, "You have not given offerings to Mugai, the flying serpent." And they would go, "Ah, old man, my father said you were full of it. There's no such thing as Mugai." "Fine. 3 days from now, you will see the sun eaten by the serpent to show you your evil." And they, shut up. And then the serpent, the eclipse would happen, and they would all, "Oh, please, witch doctor, we'll give you, you know, the best maidens. We'll give you the best food, the best drinks, the best huts, anything you want. Good, to show your fealty to me, sacrifice your child. It was you, Krogar, that said the snake god was not coming." And then trauma-based mind control began out of that. And that's all it is. The earth, it's melting, the ice caps, death, destruction, oh, God. But people know what an eclipse is now, so they're telling you, free. When it gets cold, it's global cooling. When it gets hot, it's global heating. We have seasons. This happens normally. So they hype this. And now they are engaging in all sorts of weather warfare, admittedly, and doing a lot of really strange weather things, and then going, "Oh, my God, we need global government to save you from it." So, Keith, you asked a question. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I mean, I just wonder if it's the mercury in the shots or the fluoride in the water or what's making people not realize that there's grid patterns, obvious military operations going on right over their head.
It's for your own good, sir, please.
Yeah,
I appreciate your call. Look, and we're going to come back and take more calls, but what's happening here is they slowly, incrementally, as I keep saying, with the ambient background of the tyranny and the police state and the surveillance and the drugging and the water and food and air, they just keep slowly turning it up, denying there's no global government, there's no global bank, there's no bank of the world, there's no chemtrails, there's no weather modification, there's no spraying. That's crazy, people. And they'll mix in things that really aren't real. There's no chupacabras. There's no witches on brooms. There's no Easter bunny. There's no private Federal Reserve. There's no sarin nerve gas testing on troops. There's no abominable snowman. So, see, they mix real things like the private Federal Reserve in with chupacabras, and then the public, the general public, goes, "I don't believe in the private Federal Reserve or in Easter bunnies or Santa Claus. Shut up, conspiracy theorist." And there are like schizophrenics dancing around going, "I have proton lasers in my brain. I am the Pope. I am the Queen. You know, I've got all the answers." I mean, there's all sorts of crazies, too, out of 6.5 billion people. So they can point at the crazies, too, and go, "Look, that's your conspiracy theorist. That's who they are, them." And they can point at the white supremacist, you know, crazy-looking eyes with machine guns on weird personality disorder power trips, you know, making the Second Amendment look bad and say, "Look, we got to ban the Second Amendment because of the white supremacists. No, we need our guns because of all the crazies out there, not the other way around." So they've got all sorts of ways of trying to tar and feather the people, but it's not working anymore.
You are a rebel. Admit it. You refuse to read the directions when assembling a new item. You won't ask for directions when you're lost. Once in a while, you drive in the carpool lane with only you in the car. Your neighbors call you a crackpot. And you can count your real friends on one hand. Well, join the club. Einstein failed math, quit school, and his rebel ideas led to some of the world's most amazing discoveries. Edison rebelled against the dark, failed over 1,000 times, then invented the light bulb. George Washington rebelled against an entire country and led the creation of a new one. Now, Alex Jones is working to save that very country. So go ahead, be a rebel. Put in a food supply from eFoodsDirect.com. Everyone will realize you were not a nutcase after all. eFoodsDirect.com. If you're going to pick something to stand for, be sure you have enough food to keep on standing. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Massive news blitz is coming up at the bottom of the hour in T-minus 22 minutes right now. Let's go to New York and talk to Dave. Dave, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. How you doing? Nice to talk to you. I've been listening to you for a long time, and I really try to tell everybody about you and about the movies and everything else. I just wanted to comment on the surveillance blimps. I just wanted to say that the acronym for them is HAA. That's High Altitude Airship.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
High Altitude Airship. And when you do a search in the search engine somewhere, you don't come up with some crazy conspiracy site or anything like that. You come up immediately with Lockheed Martin. And that's for those people out there who doubt your integrity when it comes to this subject over here. You can go right into a search engine, search out high altitude airship.
No, they admit they launched them 10 years ago and then 7 years ago, and they're over every major city at 95,000 feet. They can watch areas much bigger than, say, Dallas-Fort Worth area. It's just huge, thousands of square miles. And they admit they're tracking and scanning us and following our cars, and it's basically like giant spy satellites that can carry a lot more equipment and cheaper. And they, MSNBC, New York Times, Washington Post, with them launching, and then Larry King shows them on TV and says it's flying saucers, and then says I'm a conspiracy. You know, they say we're conspiracy theorists when we say it's government blimps. I mean, that's how dumb they think the public is.
Well, that's why I wanted to let you know, Alex, that it's anybody can plug into any search engine, HAA, High Altitude Airship, and the first thing they're going to come up with is various aerospace companies who are manufacturing them. No conspiracy sites, no nothing, just honest reporting by these agencies. It's right out there in the open. You want to find out about it, it's there.
I know, but I'm glad you brought it up. For those that don't know about it, they should go check it out. But why do you think Larry King and ABC as well, I've seen newscast, they make fun of it and show it and say they're cigar aliens, and then but then we're the conspiracy theorists for knowing it's a blimp. I mean, we've entered a new system where if you believe it's space aliens, you're normal, but if you know it's a Homeland Security blimp, you're bad. I don't understand how dumb they think the public is.
It's George Orwell's doublespeak. We're engaging in doublespeak every day. And you have Obama coming on TV every day, just like a good fascist dictator, to show us his face and let us know that he's there and he's looking out for us. I mean, I've never seen this, actually, with other presidents before. Sure, they have their weekly radio addresses.
No, that's not the American way. The American way is to not have giant billboards with the leader and the one and the savior, and to have the leader constantly on TVs everywhere, constantly talking to you. No, this is Hitlerian.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I don't know if anybody else has noticed, but the guy's on TV every freaking day now. Every day. Or his lackeys are on the TV every day speaking for him. I mean, if this is not equivalent to the Hitlerian era, I don't know what is. I mean, but, you know, the dumbed-down public doesn't really know history anyway, so.
It's scary, I know. I mean, when it's not the way of freedom to build someone up as the savior, president of the world, the one, the magic man. I mean, all of this crap. And meanwhile, he lies about everything, but they've already bought in to feeling like he's their daddy. And so they go, I don't care if he's cheating me. I like him. Good to hear from you. Appreciate your call, Dave, in New York. Todd in Montana, where they're saying they're going to open one of the new FEMA camps. The new Guantanamo Bay will move to Montana or Wyoming, they're saying. Go ahead, Dave. Let me go ahead, Todd.
Okay. You know, Alex, I've been looking high and low for a bill that Ron Paul used to talk about a while back that they directed Congress to give all the loans that caused the real estate bubble. Do you know where I could find that?
I know they were trying to pass a bill saying you've got to follow what the bill says, but the original bill passed October 3rd, known as the banker bailout, let the banks secretly do whatever they wanted. So I didn't know they passed. I don't think they passed that bill compelling them to spend the money properly. But I remember hearing and seeing that in the news a few months ago.
I'm talking about something that I heard Ron Paul say years ago, that this passed before the bubble really got going, before the real estate market was really hot. It kind of forced the mortgage companies to give out all those really bad loans.
Oh, yeah. No. I know what you're talking about. I misunderstood. I thought you were talking about the bills to make them spend the money on unclogging the bad mortgages, which they claim was the problem, but really is only a small part of derivatives. Yes, I forget the name of the specific law, but Bill Clinton did it.
Yeah,
Investment Act. That was the Private Home Ownership Enabling Act. It's got some cheesy name like Patriot Act. That, yes, it ordered Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to make the loans and taxpayer backed, and basically ordered the other private banks to do it. And yes, you're right.
Okay, yeah, I've been looking everywhere for that. I really want
to. Yeah, no, Bill Clinton did that, and somebody will email us in a minute. Yes, it's real. It's true. That happened in, I think, 96.
Yeah.
In fact, I've seen this weekend I watched Dick Morris give a keynote speech in Florida before some neocon group, and he was bragging that, oh, I accidentally am the one behind this. Yeah, we know Larry Summers really is. But I'm accidentally the one behind this because I said, listen, Clinton, we've got to get all these poor people in houses. And then Clinton went and did this, and it got out of hand. So, yes, it is a law. You're right. It did pass. Thank you. Good point. I can't keep track of all this. My memory fails. I can remember some things perfectly. I can remember dew on a leaf, you know, when I was 5 years old that I looked at in the field. But I can't remember the name of that act. But it's something about private home ownership investment, or I forget. Some it's got a really sappy name as soon as we find it. Let's talk to Josh in California. Josh, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, hi, Josh. Alex. Welcome.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good.
Pleasure to be on the program. I'm a big fan of yours. I've been a listener for a long time. I'm a Prison Planet subscriber, and I agree with just about everything that you talk about, and gun control, global warming, the fraud, everything. I did want to bring up, though, how, you know, you're mentioning sometimes about some of the people that have issues with some of the things that you discuss on the air. And, well, you used to have what happened, like, you used to have Warren Cucurullo on the program, and he became a no-pointer, so I haven't heard him on the program for a while. But I was wondering, why is it that you don't discuss movies like September Clues, which I think are really important movies about 9/11, and you never ever talk about it?
Because I think it's pure bull. I mean, I'm not here to put out disinfo. And that doesn't mean that I don't make mistakes, but if I think something's absolute crap, I'm not going to promote it on my show, but I appreciate your call. You want me to say mean things about people? I guess I will. And again, why are people obsessed with personalities in the huge sea of people that disagree with official stories? I mean, I met Warren Cucurullo, who does some great music, at a 9/11 thing 2006. I had him on the show, I think, twice. And people sent me info about Warren, which is a very colorful character, I'll say the least. And I thought, maybe I need to, look at this guy. And then he starts saying there's no planes hitting and getting all these phone calls from him and stuff. And, I mean, that's not what I'm into. So I'm busy. But just because you don't hear somebody back on the show doesn't necessarily mean I don't like them in all cases. I mean, I bet I could get Willie Nelson back on the show. I haven't called him about 4 or 5 months because he's busy. I'm busy. I'm not just chasing stars around. If something comes up to have Willie Nelson on the show, I'll probably try to call him and get him on the show. Jesse Ventura said he'd come on the show anytime. Haven't had him on in about 6 months or 5 months. Got his number, got his email, got his, you know, wife's number. I mean, it doesn't mean because you haven't heard Jesse on here that I don't dislike Jesse. I know I can get KRS-One back on. Haven't done that. We want Professor Griff. Haven't gotten him yet because they actually contacted us first. They're out plugging the movie places. But, I mean, see how I got all this news, all this info, all these callers. And it's – I mean, my experience with No Planers was like people that looked like they were drunk, screaming and yelling, dancing around half naked, vomiting on street corners in front of news cameras of what looked like a setup to make 9/11 truth look bad. So I was like, whoa, these are some serious people. And then they would attack me, and I went, whoa, they're really serious. And then I would see ridiculous CGs, you know, like as jokes of video game planes hitting buildings and saying, look, it's fake. And I mean, and then I know people I've known for decades who were working in New York that, you know, saw at least one of the planes, and they go, no, you didn't see those. You're a liar. You're a government agent. And then you call them real friendly. Oh, why don't you believe no plane said, Alex? I don't understand why you're doing this, Alex. Hey, it's a free world. Go talk about it everywhere else. You got to call in. You got to talk about it. Again, this is the mental illness, though, because this is why we're going to lose, folks. It's why we may lose, is because it's all about Alex, and it's all about the peanut gallery, like this is junior high. This isn't junior high, folks. I got stacks of news in front of me where they're telling kids it's the law they've got to take vaccines nationwide. And they're herding the kids in and shooting them up with vaccines that we know are deadly and we know are soft kill weapons. There is no law you got to take those vaccines. They have a regulation that state health departments recommend that to be in school, you take these vaccines. And the school says it's the law and never even tells you there's a waiver to the non-law that they have to give you by law to let you in the school. But we're not going to talk about that. We're not going to go out and warn people about what we know is going on. God forbid. I mean, I feel like I have a responsibility to warn people. I feel like I have a responsibility to reach out to people and tell them. In fact, I'm going to do that. We're going to take a few more calls. I'm going to do a big news blitz. And boy, is it huge coming up. And then we'll continue with calls throughout the show. But this is what it's like when we take calls. Some great calls, really informative calls, a lot of hot tips. But also, all about Alex Jones, all about Alex Jones, all about Alex Jones. It's a psychological excuse not to take action on other issues. okay, and to not face the facts.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell them you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Come, you masters of war.
Build the big guns.
Hear that, build the big guns.
Get ready for this huge news blitz coming up. Stay with us.
Hear that, build the death planes.
By the way, Ron Paul was on there in the first hour. I think of
hear that, build all the bombs.
Hundreds of interviews I've done with the congressman over the last 13 years since 1996, that it was one of the most informative, covered a host of issues. So that's coming up in the rebroadcast at InfoWars.com on the audio streams or the free podcast or your local AM and FM stations. Okay, who is up next here, John Harmon? Looking at my call list. Steve in Alaska. You're on the air, Steve.
Good morning, Al.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I just have something here. I enjoyed your program yesterday. I'm a longtime listener. On the eugenics movement and euthanasia, I did the Google And it's like you say, you can't make this stuff up. All you have to do is do a little research.
No, you can't make it up. We're living in a science fiction adventure. It's horrifying, but I don't know how people, these yuppies and people say, my life has no meaning, I'm bored. I mean, we're in the middle of hardcore eugenics war with psychos running around admitting it everywhere, and the public's just going, no, I don't know what you're talking about, you know, and what about Alex Jones? Maybe you're bad. You know, I mean, God help us.
Yeah, it's beyond the pale. So I'd like to share something with you here that listeners can check out. It's called the Church of Euthanasia. It says, save the planet, kill yourself. And I want to name the highlights here, what is newsworthy, I believe.
And by the way, that's got government officials from England in it. I've actually had the head of that on. And I've had a bunch of other bigwigs on. These are real groups. Go ahead.
They're real, yes. I just want to name their names. Voluntary Human Extinction Movement, Gaia Liberation Front, Globally Responsible Birthing, then Church-Approved Links, DeathNet. I'm just going to name a few. There's just
And by the way, interrupting you, just because it's important, you then, if you interview these people or and from other groups I've had on, when you Google their names, they're in bioweapons. They're biologists. See. This is what gets really neat. Just like in the 12 Monkeys, they work in bioweapons. Sorry, go ahead.
It's beyond the pale. Suicide Holiday, Population Action International, Satanic Outreach Coordinator, EnviroLink, Population Index. Now, here's some clergy links. CIA was one of them, AIDS Heretics, and then they have all these clergy links. I'll just skip their names, but and go on to their heroes, their saints, they call it, St. Kevorkian, St. Sanger.
Yeah, is that the Voluntary Human Extinction Group, as I've had them on, too, or is that the Church of Euthanasia? Which side are you on right now?
The Church of Euthanasia online resource guide.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they teach everybody how to commit, and then you find that the eugenics people are behind the death education in school, and you find out the lady that started that in the late 80s, she is then the one that got the feds to put it in public schools, and then suicide explodes. Think about it, and then they brag and write books going, God, a lot of them are committing suicide, but it's not enough. We need more to die. And again, the public isn't psychopathic death cult. They can't imagine that the ruling class is like this. God, we're wide open, sir. Our shields are down. They're running everything. I don't know what we do. And I keep telling the public this, and they're too busy running around acting like idiots. God help us.
Yep.
Go ahead. Or saying I'm too extreme or whatever. Anything else you want to add on this front?
Well, yeah, I'm a longtime listener from Kalispell, Montana. We have a really supportive group up there, Al, and I would just like to thank John Stokes and the Kalispell crew.
Absolutely. Well, God bless you and take care, my friend. Let's go ahead and go to another call. I know, it's just, you can take any name of a top globalist or any big foundation and type eugenics or euthanasia or human extinction, and you'll find all their books and writings and trillions in funding, every one of them. It is a cult of killers. And they're really into this power trip of, we know what's best. Imagine the ultimate control freak. What would the ultimate control freak want to do? They want to kill you. That's how they control things. Do you expect me to talk? No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die. Speaking of Goldfinger earlier. And you try to explain it to the public, like, oh, shucks, come on, Alex, come on! Until you look one time. Just go ahead and open the curtains. What? One time! I mean, you think I'm exaggerating? It's worse than I can even describe. Go behind the curtain. You smell that? Smells like rotten flesh. Stink. The flies are coming out. Open it. Look on the other side. Look.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. EcoloBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
In a bottle, folks, because I'm not making this stuff up. You can smell the stench of the New World Order. Do you got the will to look? Don't just believe me and go, yeah, I believe it's bad. No, no, look at it. Look at it! And see what's going on to the third world right now, what they're starting up here. Dying. Soft kill. Having our families broken up. Having our society screwed up. Turning the public into a bunch of mentally ill people. They want to turn you into mental patients. Say no to it. All right, I'm going to blitz through masses of news right now. Some I've covered, some I haven't. Then we're going to have some time to jam in a few final calls as well. But I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that make this transmission possible. One of them is Home Game. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. It's HOMEGAIN.com. Max Little Orange Home Gang Gorillas up on Infowars.com. They tell you how much your home is worth. It's absolutely free. You've got a bunch of other tools in there that are free, like the home sale maximizer. What upgrades to your house are the least expensive to do that'll boost your home sales to the highest level possible, and little tricks that'll increase the value of your home very inexpensively. Again, homegain.com, HOMEGIN.com. Also, another fine sponsor is pepperspray.com. We live in an unpredictable world, and as everybody knows, I'm all about preparedness. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. That's why I want you to visit a new sponsor, pepperspray.com, to check out their wide variety of personal security products they have available on their website since 94. Pepperspray.com has made your personal safety their number one priority. So give them a call at 1-800-908-9988, 1-800-908-9988. Again, that number is 800-908-9988. Visit pepperspray.com. Give yourself some peace of mind. On the web since 94, stun guns and tasers, pepper sprays of all kinds of strengths, animal repellents, home safety, personal alarms, and a lot more. Pepperspray.com, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I could do whole shows where I take no calls and just cover news, but I'm going to be honest with you. Yeah, I always do this. I always hesitate. It's like jumping off a bridge 300 feet into cold water. I always hesitate because there's just too much of it to ever break it down properly or really cover it all. But let's go ahead and go into it now. It's from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Bob Barr wrote this. California gun decision muddies Second Amendment waters. And it says that on April 20th decision, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in the case of Alameda County, California, has already muddied the Second Amendment picture. Clarified by the Heller decision, the Circuit Court did this by holding that the county government may prohibit firearms anywhere on property owned by the county, including gun stores and facilities owned by the county. So, just absolute nightmare on that front. I already told you this. I mean, it's not hard to know this. People keep emailing me all week. See, Obama's going to get Bush for torture. If we put enough pressure on him, it won't be because of Obama. He's trying to block and protect Bush, just like Bush protected Bill Clinton. This is the deals they give each other so they can commit crimes, be protected by the next executive officer. Obama rejects truth panel. Commission would have investigated abuses and terrorism fight. And this was North Korean torture techniques used against our troops to make them confess to things they hadn't done. And it came out in the White House memos. They wanted fake confessions, and that's what these are for. Torture isn't good for real intel. It's good for terror and fake confessions. And it's continuing. Just a massive story, folks. Massive story. All over the country, from Schenectady, New York, to Tennessee, we're seeing the Army announce, we're going to have martial law in the town. The Army's going to run checkpoints and help the police with crime. The defunct governor of Illinois called for it. It's still going on, even though Blagojevich left. It's happening in California, Texas. DPS, U.S. Marshals merge. This is an Arizona Republic story, and it just says they all work together and work out of the same building and are under the same command, federal command. With a $1.6 million federal Department of Homeland Security grant. Federalizing everything. I mean, totally criminal, totally illegal, total tyranny. It's like the Soviet Union taking over, satellites. I mean, that's what's happening. Homeland Security Chief seeks to repeal ID Act. CNN, people were emailing me going, look, Obama's repealing it. Says right here, a new system of national ID through the state driver's license, but the feds will pay for it. The argument they're saying was over the states didn't want to pay for it. That was only part of it. So the feds are saying, okay, we'll pay for it. Total federalization. So worse, but the public's emailing me telling me that they're stopping it. If you like being a schmuck and a sucker and being bamboozled and being taken for a ride and being scammed, then go ahead and unbelievable. U.S. very concerned about swine flu outbreak. This is the swine flu they say that could be just as deadly as bird flu, AP reports. And it's broken out in California and other states. And there's 12 human cases of swine flu influenza with the H1N1 virus. And the CDC is saying that they may have to vaccinate people. And remember the 76 swine flu shots that killed a bunch of people. You can just Google that, mainstream news. So the bastards are coming. Of course, they have the swine flu vaccine ready right when it breaks out. So there's God only knows what's in it. I'm sure it'll be horrible. It always is. Every cancer virus known to man, you name it, or in the other ones. 7 people in the U.S. hit by strange swine flu. So this one said 12. It's a later article. Reuters, April 23rd. Today's the 24th. That's from today, so that's more. Was 7 yesterday. Now it's 12 today. And they're saying they're really scared because Bloomberg reports the same thing. Swine flu, Mexico lung illness highlight heightened pandemic risk. Bloomberg today, John Gale, disease trackers are trying to determine whether a previously unseen strain of influenza in the U.S. is related to more than 130 cases of severe respiratory illness in Mexico and may spark a pandemic. And the severe respiratory illness is SARS, basically. A new variant of H1N1 swine influenza has sickened at least 7 patients. California, Texas, Atlanta-based Centers for Disease Control Prevention said today. That's the folks that have all the plastic coffins around the country and the executive orders for incinerators and mass graves. And then Glenn Beck says they don't exist. And I told you he'd tackle mass graves. And then in the Popular Mechanics article, they do. And now he has. Again, I just know the enemy. The enemy, Glenn Beck's on our side, like Benedict Arnold. If you can't see that guy, I'm not going to get into it. Chrysler could file for bankruptcy next week. Alliance with Italian automaker, owned by Bilderberg Group, I would add. Fiat would happen under protection. Then they're talking about breaking them all up in basically pieces. Horrible news there. U.S. initial job claims for last month. Every month it's over 600,000 now. 640,000 job losses. Amazing. Chinese police training manual offers tips on the best ways to beat up offenders, London Telegraph. Social workers snatch an elderly mother. Her daughter put her in a nursing home. She was dying in the nursing home. She takes her out in her home, taking good care of her, and they say you're not allowed to because they want to suck her pension dry. That's ITN. New Zealand to create SAS Stasi squad for domestic terror. All over the world they're creating new domestic spy forces to spy on their population. This is out of the New Zealand Herald. Top Democrats complicit in torture cover-up. Great article by Paul Watson. Senate Democrats praise Obama for possible prosecution of Bush officials. Many Democrats were angered when White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel ruled out prosecutions on Sunday. Why is he ruling out what Congress does? Can't do that. Pelosi told Politico she knew nothing about waterboarding when she authorized it and gave it congressional cover. Lying criminal. Well, that woman's a real mob boss. 12 kids hospitalized for drinking tainted water. This is out of KTLA TV News out of California. The FBI is investigating how apparently poisoned water bottles got into vending machines at a middle school in Santa Clarita. And it goes into how they're all in the hospital real sick. Yeah, some bottled water is great, folks, but on average, it's killed a lot of people. You can Google bottled water kills. Upstate New York killed a bunch of people. The way to go, ladies and gentlemen, unless it's spring water and you know the bottled water company, and I think that's great to do that, is to go with water filtration systems. But what do I know? The government had to admit that half of corn syrup products and tens of thousands of products total have high levels of mercury, even though it's not involved in the manufacturing process. But it's a good lobotomizer. You know, Maximilian out there on the HHS Cygnus like to radiate people to make them good little slaves. And in Brave New World's fantasy planet, you know, the future dystopia, they like to radiate people to make them little subservient slaves. Well, here they just, in the real world, they lobotomize you with the mercury. But here's a new one on fructose corn syrup. Well, they run TV ads everywhere telling you how nutritious it is and how it's really great for you. And they always show the idiot go, well, fructose, I heard that's bad. And they go, why? Because it comes from corn that's natural? Where's your information? The person goes, I'm stupid. And they go, you are, but it's okay. But we have all the documents. But see, weak-minded American Idol viewers, while they're running the HPV shots that kill you deader than a hammer in many cases, they just see that, and it's always about the woman being the boss over the man. Because they're targeting you because you're reproductive. They know if they can just knock you out, they're going to be just fine. They are. They're knocking you out hard. The government isn't your friend, women. I just want to give you a little news flash on that front. Fructose sweetened beverages linked to heart risk. New York Times got all these federal studies. There's literally hundreds of these. And how they did double-blind studies and found that it just totally fries your entire endocrine system, diabetes, fries out your pancreas, fries your heart. I mean, it's some horrible stuff. And it's full of mercury. See, they didn't look in the study, why has it been injected with mercury for no reason? It might not even be bad for you. It's just they've decided with these big companies to mix mercury in with it for eugenics. That's probably what it is. Oh, don't believe me? Google right now for them again, guys, the Washington Post headline. Half of corn syrup products have mercury. And then they won't believe that, but go ahead and show it to them. And then show them 90% of baby formula has melamine, which destroys their kidneys, brain damages them, fries their intestines, can give them autism. Autism's just a brain damage kid, folks. Mercury, plastic, you know, liquid melamine. And by the way, they're putting it in the baby formula. They've caught the UN scores of times killing people in mass in Africa with the baby formula, where the Africans won't take it now. They go, oh, look at those backwards people. They think we're trying to kill them. Yeah, they know what's going on. Fructose sweetened beverages linked to heart attacks. There's the other stuff on screen for you. Al-Qaeda chief in Iraq captured, killed, never actually existed, now captured again. And it says, Steve Watson, excellent story, Infowars.net. You couldn't make it up if you tried. AFP today reports that Al-Qaeda chief in Iraq, Abu Omar al-Ali Baghdadi, has been captured and arrested. The problem, and it literally looks like the Sith Lord in these fake videos they upload. I mean, it's a Hollywood production. We know it is, and we've proven it with the video layers. They put the Intel Center logo, run by the former head of CIA Black Ops, worked under Rumsfeld. They put the Intel Center bug in these, up with the Al-Qaeda bug, in the same video layer. It was Iraqi forces who arrested him on an intelligence tip-off from someone, he added. And it goes on to say, also known as Abu Hamiz al-Baghdadi and Abu Abdullah al-Rashid, many questions surround the so-called leader of al-Qaeda's political front organization, the Islamic State of Iraq. And it goes on to talk about how he was killed over and over and over again, just like they display Saddam's son's bodies, and then later say, oh, they were wax figurines. Look at that one. And, or they say they killed Chemical Ali five times, and then they hang him. They just think you're idiots, folks. And they can make up new names of terror leaders, but they want to set the precedent for ridiculous lying. They want to just kind of burn you out, kind of like their mercury burns out your pancreas by design when you take the poison they give you. Just where you're kind of like, yeah, they just lie. That's what they do. They killed one guy like 14 times and would always announce the new time they killed him and never retract the last time they'd done it. This is psych warfare. This is hardcore. He was thought to have been one of the figures that successfully equally shadowed Abu Masib al-Zahari as a leader of the insurgent forces. And it goes on how they killed him over and over again. And now the PR arm of the Pentagon continues to release the fake videos. More Atlanta area kids get shots after crackdown at schools. And it says, it's the law. You'll be arrested if you don't take the shots. Atlanta Journal-Constitution, complete lie. There is no law. No one will tell them there's no law. Giant hoax, color of law fraud. No one tells them there's a waiver for the non-law. Because it's a fraud to even have to sign the waiver. Just unbelievable. I see those every day. I got a bunch of other stacks here. Recession linked to more abortions, vasectomies, so that's good. They're sterilizing everybody and coming out saying having kids is bad for the green carbon footprint and death is good and there's too many of us and selling that as second nature. Of course, I'm being sarcastic that that's good. AP poll, Americans high on Obama, direction of the U.S. Even though everybody's losing their jobs, it says everything's falling apart, they think Obama's going to save them. Boy, are they in for a rude awakening. GM to shut down most U.S. plants. Travis County Sheriff's Office reserve deputies needed. This is like some new tattletale squad they're setting up. Are you interested in volunteering for your community in a unique and exciting way? Got that. I don't have time to get into that. Napolitano facing Republican calls for ouster. ABC News. Obama's security chief ignites firestorm by warning of right-wing extremists in U.S. That's now mainstream news that we broke. Here's a one I got sent to me out of the Muskogo Chronicle. FBI workers accused of spying on girls. Well, I mean, major police departments in places like, what was it, Knoxville, Tennessee, and then the other one that comes into mind was, what's the capital of California? Sacramento. They have the cameras in the school showers of the middle school girls to the police department. And so our officers are allowed to look at them naked to make sure no crimes happen. That was in the Sacramento Bee. You don't believe me? Google it. Look at this. FBI workers accused of spying on girls. The FBI workers are accused, this is a fax, it's really, of using surveillance equipment to spy on teenage girls as they undressed and tied on prison gowns at a charity event at West Virginia Mall. Well, of course, that's nothing. Most of the prisons are giant rape rooms. They shut down two prisons outside Austin for running giant rape rooms and forced prostitution rings with the women's prisons. Oh, don't remember that? Just in fact, Google Bastrop Prison shut down female inmates raped. Throw that up for them. They don't believe it. Okay. Oh, no. Texas Youth Commission. Mass raping of the children by the people that run the Texas Commission. Just show it to them on screen. You don't believe me how evil the government is? I can just give you millions of examples. Literally, it never ends. All the criminals are in government, folks. You figure that out yet? The FBI employees have been charged with conspiracy and committing criminal invasion of privacy. They were working in an FBI satellite control room at the mall when they positioned a camera on temporary changing rooms and zoomed in for at least 90 minutes on the girls dressing for the Cinderella Project fashion show. Only reason they were in trouble, it was a charity to raise money for the police, so they're mad about that. Okay. I got hundreds more here. Regular army, running checkpoints everywhere, just everything. I've got more coming up, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. Final segment, and then Ron Paul in the first hour of the retransmission.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credits, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens, and if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
If our fine affiliates want to pick it up, it's a really good show, 2 hours long. We're going to have open phones again this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Ron Paul's coming up on the InfoWars, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, Restream, or on the podcast. You can subscribe to us for free. Look at this, Bloomberg. This just happened today. President Barack Obama and Vice President Joe Biden were relocated briefly while at work at the White House after a small plane strayed into restricted airspace over Washington, administration spokesman Robert Gibbs said. Military jets took off to intercept a single-engine plane, said Allison Duquette, a Federal Aviation Administration spokeswoman. The pilot was directed to land, and the plane never touched down in an airport in Indian Field, touched down there in Maryland in the Washington suburbs. Out of the abundance of caution, the White House was put on lockdown, and the people cleared from the grounds, said Malcolm Wiley, a spokesman for the U.S. Secret Service. Now, they had 167 instances of this in the months before 9/11, in the 9 months before 9/11, in the first part of that year. What does Popular Mechanics do? 167 instances, Reuters AP reported, with interviews with the FAA and NORAD before 9/11. Popular Mechanics says there was never an interception that year except for Payne Stewart. And it's a lie the 9/11 truthers say that they always intercept planes. They never intercept planes. They just lie, thinking you won't go look into that. That's why they won't debate me or any other 9/11 truthers now, because they're a pack of liars, and I'm calling them out. You people make me sick. Combat support battalion deployed to maintain public order at Boston Marathon. Oh, top cancer scientist killed by chemicals he worked with. ACLU, U.S. attorneys use GPS to track cell phones without warrants. Of course they do. On and on and on. Nightclub goes for face scanning security. You want to come in the club? Want to come in the grocery store? We face scan everybody. Hooked into the police. G20 police officer said he wanted to beat up hippies on Facebook. And then they beat that guy to death, delivering newspapers, and then lied about it. And it turns out there's videos of it. He died of blunt force trauma. Turned out they hired a medical examiner who covered up for cops before. They had another autopsy and found out they killed him. You just killed a newspaper guy. And you're like, ah, so what? Ah, it's what we do for fun. You know, you dishonor your name and you bring in tyranny. Ex-trainer, government officials think integration is like interrogation is like TV's 24. I kept telling you folks that the government admits that the show 24 is a brainwashing show to sell people that torture's good. G7 officials say outlook improving, toxic assets a threat, no threat if we accept world government. I got all these world government articles about how they're setting up world government. World Bank, global bracing for more poverty, 90 million more people to go into poverty, but they say that's a great outlook because that's what they want. I'm out of time. Ron Paul's coming up in just a few minutes on the internet restream or on stations that re-air the show. I do want to just tell you about a couple sponsors as we wrap up the show. Survival Seed Bank, survivalseedbank.com. In a real crisis, folks, you need to have a garden. You need to have high-quality, organic, non-GMO, non-hybrid seeds. This is so important to have. It is the season to be planting. Get involved now. Such a great seed package. SurvivalSeedBank.com or 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365 or SurvivalSeedBank.com. One word, ladies and gentlemen, SurvivalSeedBank.com. That is it for this live transmission. You bet I'm fired up about freedom. You should get fired up about freedom. If you aren't fired up about freedom and involved defending it, you will lose it. You will be a slave. You will live under tyranny. I'm Alex Jones signing off. As I said, Ron Paul, an incredible interview coming up right now. And we'll see you at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, live. Great job, crew. We're out.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.